Welcome to Her Art Podcast, a project for art lovers, especially art created by women. In this episode, we will talk about Grace Albee, an artist that stands as an important American originalist printmaker of the 20th century. Her career spanned more than 60 years, during which she produced more than 250 prints from lino cuts, woodcuts, and wood engravings. My name is Nata Andreev, and I'm going to tell you 7 curious facts that you didn't know about the first female graphic artist ever to receive full membership in the National Academy of Design in New York. What would demon write? Curious fact number 1. Albee was first exposed to a wood engraving as a child when looking through her grandfather's old books. A precise and exacting personality, such as Grace's, was inclined toward this painstaking and meticulous medium. Curious fact number 2. Despite her father's disdain for the frivolous art world, the young woman attended Rhode Island School of Design, and there she met her husband, Percy F. Albee, sealing her art destiny. Curious fact number 3. It was in 1928 that the Albees departed Providence and enthusiastically made their way to the artistic Mecca of Paris. With 5 boys to care for, the young mother managed to take her first and only lesson in wood engraving with Paul Bornet. From this point onward, Grace immersed herself in the wood engraving medium and would pursue no further instructions other than her own experimentation and self-tutelage. Skillfully rendered drawings using highly durable papers from the Orient, Albee would handprint her images. Curious fact number 4. The greatest indication of Grace Albee's success as a professional printmaker was her admission to the highly selective membership of the National Academy of Design as an associate in 1941 and as a national academician in 1946. Not only was she the second woman in this history of the Academy to receive the associate distinction in the class of graphic arts, but Grace Albee was also the first female graphic artist ever to attain full academician membership. Curious fact number 5. During the 1930s and 1940s, the most prolific decades of her career, Albee won prestigious awards and was showered with accolades from art critics. Through numerous purchase prizes, her prints were exonized into the best print collections in museums through the United States and abroad. Be a good daughter. Curious fact number 6. Gray said that she took up wood engraving as a hobby because it offered a distraction from her worries. Curious fact number 7. Albee produced over 200 prints in a 50-year career, in a 50-year career span as a wood engraver, and became noted as a keen observer of the world around her, be it local scenery of Paris, Pennsylvania farm country, or the Rhode Island seacoast. By their names. Thank you so much for listening to the 8th episode of Her Art Podcast, a project for art lovers, especially art created by women. If you want to follow more of what we do, find us on Facebook and Instagram. And don't forget to tune in next month when I'm going to tell you about Mimi Parent, the incorrigible, wild, and absolute force in surrealism.